Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is your host, Marion Caldwell Parker, letting you know that we are starting up today's show with a bang. And as always, that was my good friend Layla Hathaway with the song Breathe. So today we're just going to talk about freeing up our minds. A lot of times people are trying to figure out, you know, why do I have so much clutter? You know, what's going on? You're getting confused. You're not sure what's going on. So today we're going to do a couple exercises, and hopefully you all will call in and give me an opportunity to share with you some opportunities. So again, if you want to give me a call, you can call in to me at 646-378-1135, and it looks like we have one person. And I'm going to be putting up my chat really soon. And this is kind of like a new process for us doing this in the daytime. Usually, we do it here in the evening time. But this time around, we are going to actually start trying to have at least once a week a daytime broadcast, at least once a week. And we're going to try to keep it on Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. And, of course, every Saturday night at 10 p.m. We are on the air. So we're going to give a listen, and we're going to talk a little bit. And you can also come into the chat room. I am also able to tap into the chat room if you like. And we can kind of keep that going as well. Okay, I have a caller online. Looks like I have one caller at 22 area code 229. If you just give us a second, we'll be able to talk to you and have a good conversation on today. Again, we are talking about freeing up our mind. As I'd like to start on every class or every session, I like to say that freeing up our mind requires us to believe that we actually have a power within. You know, that's been my theme throughout. So looking within, you're going to find yourself having the opportunity to know exactly what it is you're doing and how you're going to get there. So let's see if we can get our first caller on the line. Just one second. And go ahead, you're live. Hello.
Hi, yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, how are you today? Who am I speaking with?
All right, yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Okay, welcome, Melvin. Welcome to Not My Reality Live. How can I help you today? What's your question on freeing your mind today?
Okay. I was calling to talk to you about my finances and relationship.
Okay.
This year.
Okay, you want to see how they go. All righty. Now, that's not my normal thing that I do, but I will do this. This is not my normal thing I do during this show. Usually you would have to call me on my Saturday night show where I do, at the very end of the show, do very brief readings. But for the most part, I can just tell you the best way for you is that for you, you need to understand your limitations. It seems to me that you have a tendency of giving when you should not be and attempting to be the center of the spotlight. Are you, can you hear me, Melvin?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
Okay, so, and then the other thing is, money is not going to equate love or position with other people with you. You tend to do that, but the best part for you to understand is that, getting back to my topic, is what we're talking about today, is letting go of those things that make you feel superficial, that make people see you not in the depth of who you really are. And, Melvin, you have a lot to offer, but the key thing for you is, you need to tap inside of your reality of saying, this is how much money I have to spend. My job pays me this amount of money. I have this much of an obligation, and here's where I want to go. But if you keep spending money on frivolous things like going out and trying to impress people while making a big payment and flashing money, honey, you're going to keep having this downfall that you're in right now.
Okay. Do you see an improvement on that?
The improvement is based upon what you offer. The improvement is going to come from you taking the initiative to get a control of your finances. It's not a whole lot that the spirit realm can do or that I can do as a person who's assisting you in developing your life process if you're going to fight. That's the biggest thing for you, Melvin, is that you have to take full control. See, your wallet just kind of just open and open and open. And you don't even really carry a wallet. So that's kind of scary. All right?
Okay. All right.
All right, honey. All right, keep listening, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. Okay, our next caller is calling from 262. Good afternoon. You are Not My Reality Live. This is your host, Marion. How can I help you? Hello, and thank you for holding. Area code 262. Go ahead. Hello? I'm going to put that caller back on hold. But as I was saying to Melvin, a lot of times what's blocking us is the mere fact that we are holding on to so many expectations and false hopes of how we think we should be seen as other people, with other people. It's not about us saying to ourselves, okay, well, I lost this relationship or I lost this job. It's more or less about us taking the opportunity to say, what is it that I really need to be doing at this point? If you've lost your job, maybe it's the opportunity for you now to hold on to the aspect that there's something better coming. There's a new opportunity coming your way. How do you tap into your proper perspective as far as how am I going to let go of this false sense of failure or defeat? And too often we have a lot of folks, someone just posted in the chat room and said, I'm so sick and tired of always thinking about my ex-girlfriend. It seems like as soon as I start moving forward, she pops into my mind, and then I hold back. And that's never a good place to be, because the moment you begin to get into a negative position where this person now has power over you, this ex-girlfriend is obviously living their life if they're still your ex-girlfriend and you're constantly thinking about them. And I'm not saying I'm trying to be harsh and say that you can't have emotional ties to people. I'm just saying recognize that that was a time and a place in your life. And now it's time for you to put it on a shelf, kind of like how we do that old pair of shoes or that trinket or that amulet or that figurine. We place it on a shelf, and we understand its value of having been purchased and have been placed in our life. However, we're not constantly looking at an opportunity where we can constantly keep going back and forth saying, oh, I bought this seashell off the seashores in California. Oh, I bought this ring a year ago, and so now I was wearing. You don't reminisce in that area. So that's the same thing with this person. That's called cluttering your mind. Our mind becomes cluttered and consumed with all of the memories, all of the frustrations, all of the anger of that situation, and so we can't move forward. It's kind of there's a saying of a woman, a good friend of mine, that always says, "Quit letting folks and things live rent free." If somebody's living rent-free, that means they're not paying bills, which means they're not benefiting you. And then you have to let it go, and you have to move forward from that. All righty. Once again, you're listening to Not My Reality Live with your host, Marian Caldwell Parker. Our topic today is freeing up your mind. I have a couple of callers on the line right now listening, and I have a question in the chat room. It looks like that person is gone, so we'll keep moving on. So, again, freeing up your mind just simply allows you to have the greatness inside of you come out. You want to be able to receive, as I spoke in my previous broadcast, everything we need is already inside of us. And when we get to the place where we forget that the I am is the reason why we have this greatness, is the reason why we are pulling into our situation or pulling out of our situation, to become a better person. Experiences are just that. They are experiences. They are designed to keep us on our divine purpose and path. They're not designed for us to run around and say, okay, well, I had this bad experience, so I'm going to completely shut down, or I need the total acceptance of this group of people. There are people that are placed in our path specifically just to give us the boost that we need. There's not a whole lot more that we need to worry about. Understanding that people are just there is kind of like this transitory energy force that should keep us focused. Not saying that we always are focused, but we should strive for that more and more. All right, I still have a couple people online. And once again, if you want to talk to me, you can push 1 by dialing 646-378-1135 and push 1, and you will be able to talk to me. All righty, and I'm going to give you a little bit of music now to kind of tide us over and see how we go. Just a very quick break.
Hello, are you looking for that speaker, that voice that touches the soul to let everyone know that it's all right to think and feel outside the box? Then call Marian Caldwell Parker, motivational speaker, minister, and life coach. Call by 414-265-9126 or via email at mariancp@yahoo.com. That's mariancp@yahoo.com. She'll give you the insights you need to make your day totally not someone else's reality, and all day your reality.
All right, and we're back. We are talking today about freeing up our minds, making sure that we are able to tap within ourselves, get rid of the clutter of people's expectations that are limiting us from being who we are and what we're sent here to do. We're freeing up our minds from poor relationships, whether it's with our parents, our siblings, or with our employers or coworkers, our children, our siblings. Everyone has their own agenda, and just because they can't manifest or understand who they are, if you're living and walking in your manifestation of your purpose or even have an inkling of it, people have a tendency to want to reject you. And you have to know that, okay, they're here. They said I'm ugly. They said I'm lazy. They said that I'm incompetent. But is it really true? And if it's something about you that someone says that turns out to be true, unfortunately, if it turns out to be true, you have to, first of all, accept it and before you can change it. But you don't let it rest in your mind where it's preventing you from having your natural creative ability, your natural spiritual connection to be able to go forth. And that's how you free up your mind. You sit still and you analyze, what is it about you that's true? What is it about these people that keep putting or energies into you that are negative, that are occupying your mind where you can't think straight and you can't be able to function as the Creator has created you to do? It's not about a spooky uri, you know, oh, ooh, it's a ghostly, it's a horrible thing. But you really, your will, as the commercial said, you know, people try to put a stick within the wheel. You know, in the Bible, it's called a wheel inside of a wheel that's constantly moving. So if you're constantly supposed to be moving and someone tries to stick a wheel in there, we all know what happens there. It's going to stop the wheel. So it's important for us to know how to rise above that by having the willpower to not let anything rest within your head, rest within your personhood, and definitely not tap into your spirit level to the point where you are now defeating yourself. You become your biggest adversary when you're thinking about what happened to you or why a person did this to me or how did I allow that to happen. Sure, we need to do some brief analysis, but it's not about us tapping into a whole quandary of things that makes us unavailable to have ourselves have some success personally on every level of our life. It's just not financially. Melvin talked about his finances, and the biggest thing with Melvin is everybody's beating him up on what he can and cannot do. As he said, he's constantly finding himself financially out of whack. Well, you're going to be out of whack because everybody calls you cheap, and they're saying you never amount to anything, and you're using your money, your blessing of your job, to try to appease people. And he's not alone. We've all done it at some point in our time trying to impress people, selling ourselves short, not asking for people to recognize the value that we have. And that's because these tapes are playing in our heads that are saying things like, oh, you know, you're not good enough, oh, you look different from everybody else, why can't you behave a certain way? Well, who says that's your reality? That's their perception of the world. That doesn't necessarily mean that's the reality that you're supposed to internalize and make a part of your life. And that's why I do this, because so often we have a tendency of becoming what I call the sheep. We're so busy trying to look like sheep and not understanding that no sheep is exactly the same. We all have wool. They all have a nose and floppy ears and thin legs, but their wool quality is different. That's why when you get wool, wool has a different quality. It may have some specks in it. It may have some dark patches in it. It may be completely all white. It may be a black sheep. So there's differences that are existing even though they are sheep. So to get into this concept that I got to be just like everybody else, I got to believe just like everyone else, that may not work for your life. So free up your mind in thinking, what am I supposed to be doing creatively? What am I supposed to be doing spiritually? What am I supposed to do financially? In my relationships, how am I supposed to be? So what, the last three relationships I had failed? That's not a concern. The concern should be, how is it that I'm going to make it happen? How are we going to reach into something greater that's going to benefit me long term? Again, you're listening to Not My Reality Live with your host, Marian Caldwell Parker. Call-in number is 646-378-1135, 646-378-1135.
And again, if you want to talk to me, I see about 5 people listening. But if you want to talk to me, just push 1, and I'll be notified that you would like to be part of the program, and then we can go from there. All righty. I have a couple of calls coming in. I'm not going to understand the message. All righty. So we're back. All right, I think I have a question. I think I tried this one number. I'm going in the order which you're coming in. This call has been on hold for about 11, almost 12 minutes now listening. This is area code 262, and then the first 3 digits are 649. I'm going to see if this has actually been in queue. Not my reality live. This is Marion. Hello. Hello?
You go ahead and step in and talk.
Hello?
We've been together for more than 15 years, so.
Hello? Hello, and we are back. I guess that we lost that caller. I guess they were just trying to listen, but they hit the button some kind of way. So we appear that there is obviously some opportunities for us to tap into who we are and what we are about, making sure that we can tap truly within ourselves and free up our minds. We got to get rid of those false expectations for ourselves and stop beating up ourselves. Making sure that we understand just what it is we're trying to do, who we are, letting someone live rent-free, that moment of where you were maybe victimized or that moment where you felt alone, your childhood entity, those things have to be let go in order for you to have some type of freedom in your mind and be able to move forward and find success and greatness within yourself, knowing who you are and where you are coming from. So I'm going to give you a little bit more of Layla Hathaway while I take this quick break and see what's happening in the chat room.
All around me, everything, but nothing perfect.
All right, we are back, and we are going to tap into again. Freeing up our mind. Freeing up our mind. Okay, and we are back. Again, I want to thank everybody that called in today. We're going to be wrapping up. We have about 6 minutes left of the show. I want to thank everyone who called in today and gave a listen, including those of you that called in. I'm wishing nothing but peace and revelations onto you that you might be able to have an opportunity to grow and find a space within you that allows you to enhance yourself, believe who you are, and not allow people to come into your life that are freely trying to impede your progress. So we want to make sure that we are able to rise above any opposition that comes our way, get rid of those negative thoughts and memories, get away of those people who are living in our life that constantly have us thinking and taking up space and energy that we could be using to become more creative, more spiritual, and more successful in our lives. there's a whole lot more that has to happen than just waiting on someone else to fulfill our prophecy. We have our own prophecy for our lives in the moment of conception and we're placed to the womb of our parents. So there's no need for us to continue to go through these exchanges and find out that we have yet to identify the greatness within ourselves. So having said that, we have about 4 minutes left. I want to check the chat room one last time. And we're doing fine in there. There's not a whole lot going on. So, again, I want to thank everybody for stopping by Not My Reality Live. Again, we post here on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon every Wednesday. And then again on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. I am also available to come and speak at your local event or session. If you want to reach me here at Blog Talk Radio, lock this phone number in at 646-378-1135. And until next time, I will make sure that you understand. Let the music free up your mind and let it help you define and give you a sign. Let the music free your mind. Free your mind as you breathe. Take time to breathe and cleanse out. You take in a deep cleansing breath and you're pulling in the revitalization of that breath. And then you're blowing out everything that it has to replace. You can't put something in until you release something. So it's important to let out those things that are not beneficial to you and those things that would hinder you from having a clear mind. Because as we know, a clear palate is what allows you to be a great masterpiece. It's not impossible, but it's important that we be able to draw ourselves in and tap into where we have to go. All righty, sounding good, and we're going to keep moving on. All right, so whenever there's despair in your life, as I always like to end, I like to end with an exercise. And the first thing is, if everyone can just, whenever you get opportunity, if you're listening, get centered, sit yourself down and get centered. Make sure you're away from all distractions. Take an opportunity to envision yourself in a warm, white light, smelling the beautiful smells of lilac and lavender, of the ocean, the clean air, feeling the sun radiating upon you to give you energy. Think about that thing that seems to haunt you or nag you. Get that in front of you. Now picture yourself tossing it into a fire and making sure that it is burning away. And just breathe in and then blow out that fire so that everything that was placed in that fire is now blowing away. And that it's consumed. Yes. That's how you free your mind and prepare yourself to tap into your greatness and realize that what you've been hearing and seeing cannot be your reality. So we say the statement, that's not my reality, but this new way of life sure is. Until next time, peace, love, blessings, and revelations.